Can you wait a second?
I just want to, how do you adjust the volume? Hello? Testing? Testing? It's on. Yeah. Testing? 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 Yeah, it's working. Okay. And this does not need to be plugged in? I don't know.
Well, if you...
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Hello. Welcome. It's a beautiful day. So, we'll get started here. You might want to... I'm Sarah, for those of you who've never been here before. I'm so happy to be meditating with all of you. It's such a gorgeous day today. All right. So, taking a minute and getting comfortable, adjusting, and shoes on, shoes off, whatever you want. People who've been here before hear me say this every time, but I'm going to say it again for the new people. Always feel free to lay down, bring a cushion, stand up, just be comfortable, however you'd like to be. And take a minute to check your cell phones. Not that it's the end of the world if it goes off, but it's kind of nice when they don't. So, taking a minute to, if you're sitting in a chair, checking your posture and really just being comfortable with your spine relatively in line, noticing if your head's jutting forward or back, and just trying to find that neutral position. Almost as if there were a string from the top of the crown of your head pulling upwards. So finding a position of ease. Hands however you're most comfortable, on your lap or one underneath the other, whatever you prefer. And eyes can be open or closed. Some people find it easier to focus with eyes open or eyes closed. So just see what works for you today. And if you're going to have your eyes open, just allow your gaze to be soft. If you're darting around looking everywhere, it's going to be pretty hard to focus. So just allowing, you know, if you're looking outside, a soft gaze, or at the floor, or just eyes closed. And fully arriving right here, right now. We all came from somewhere else. And the momentum of our minds right now is still moving, so... Allow your mind and your body, your full awareness to be here. And when thoughts about what you were doing before or what you're doing next come in, just notice them. They're not a problem. And then return to right now. Noticing your feet on the floor, noticing the pressure of the undersides of your feet, noticing where the backs of your legs and your back are contacting the chair, coming fully into your body, reconnecting with your body. Getting comfortable. Usually during the first many minutes of meditation, the mind is very wild and busy. Not a problem. Sometimes, if my mind's super busy in the first many minutes, I just simply allow it to kind of run wild. Just allow your thoughts to be bouncing around in there, and just in the back of your mind, have the intention of arriving. You can kind of see it as your body has arrived here, but maybe your full awareness is still catching up with your body. So meditation is not about fighting. It's not about struggling or resisting. It's learning about how to work with your awareness, how to work with your consciousness, how to flow with your awareness. It's not a struggle. Many of us come to meditation with the idea that we have to eliminate thought. We have to push all those thoughts out. We can't think anything. Well, you're going to be disappointed if that's what you're expecting of yourself. So allow that false belief. Just let it go right now if you can, because it just isn't going to happen. You're going to have thoughts. Thoughts are not a problem. They're a normal part of consciousness. So last week we practiced a breath-focused concentration meditation, meaning our object of concentration is the breath. I had a lovely question after the last meditation of someone who's very visual, and she was struggling to feel her breath, the sensations of breathing. So I'm going to teach a little bit differently today, exactly what I taught last time. So thank you to the woman who asked that question. So begin by tuning into your own breath. It's happening anyway. You don't have to breathe in any certain way. Just become aware. You might notice the sensation of air flowing past your nose. Can feel the cool air coming in through your nostrils. You might feel the air flowing inside your nasal passages and at the back of your throat. And then on the out-breath, it's more subtle because the air is warmed, but you can also feel the air coming out of your nose. So some of you today might find it easiest to focus on the airflow through your nose. I think it's typically easiest to pick a small area of the body to focus on when you're doing breath meditation. Some of you, however, won't really be drawn to that practice of noticing the breath at the nose. Some of you might notice the rise and fall of your chest, the expansion and relaxing of your chest. So tune into that for a moment. You might notice that your shoulders rise a little bit with each in-breath. And then naturally, your shoulders move down or relax with each out-breath. Also part of the chest is that feeling of stretching in your rib cage. You might notice that. Feeling of stretching and then retracting, softening. And then just for curiosity's sake, move your awareness to your belly and see if you can notice with each in-breath how the belly expands. And then with each out-breath, how the belly softens. You might be aware of the stretching of your skin on your abdomen. So noticing in this moment where you feel most drawn to watching your breathing or being aware of the sensations of breathing. As I said before, some of you may find it difficult or challenging to tune into sensation right now, and that doesn't mean that anything's wrong with you or you're not doing it right. It might just mean that you're not a person who's drawn to the kinesthetic or the sensation properties of awareness or perception. So if it doesn't resonate with you, like I said, this is not about fighting or fixing or conforming. It's about finding a way to tune into your breath that resonates with you, that feels easeful. And sometimes it takes many days, many months of practice to see what works for you, what resonates with you. So be gentle with yourself. And if you don't know, just pick a spot. See what happens. So the other way you could do breath meditation is you could picture the breath. So if you're more of a visual person, you could picture the breath flowing in through your nose and out through your nose, or you could picture the entire path of your breath even, how it flows in through the nose, down through your breathing tubes or the trachea, and then down into the lungs, expands your lungs, expands your belly, and then the out-breath travels out in this opposite direction of which it came. So if you tend to be particularly visual, maybe try that for today. Some of you may be very tuned into sound. You might be able to hear your breathing when it's quiet. And if you're going to do sound meditation, try not to hold too tightly to the sound of your breathing. There's going to be lots of sounds in the room. So just allow the sounds in the room to fall on your ears. And if a sound from the other side of the room calls your attention, notice it, and then come back to the sound of your breathing. So for all of these different ways of paying attention to breath, both visualizing, noticing sensation, and hearing breath, none is better than the other. It's just about you, how you're wired, and how you're wired today, because it will change. So picking one, and whichever type you're doing, when the mind wanders off of the breath, whether it's sensing the breath, visualizing, or hearing the breath, when the mind wanders, notice what it's wandered to. All of the things it's going to wander to are just different objects. You can sort of see that with some distance. So your thoughts are an object. The stories that your thoughts weave into are objects. They're grabby objects. They'll grab you, and your attention may be on them for quite some time before you realize that you're not paying attention to your breath. And that's okay. Thoughts are very grabby. Your awareness may wander to body sensations, just another object. Notice it. Notice the object that your mind has been drawn to, and then return to the next breath. Just begin again each time. Mind may be drawn to sounds, to smells. All of these different perceptual objects, and it's not a problem, not a single one of them. The mind is habituated to noticing objects, to perceiving. It's what the mind does. And in each one of us, there is this observer, there is this stillness that can observe all of that going on. So that's the part in you that you're tapping into, is the observer. All of these perceptions, they're like clouds in the sky. There's a thought, there's a sensation. They're just floating by in the sky. And just like the clouds in the sky, they're not a problem. So you can notice a cloud passing by and yet still remain the observer. You can still be attuned to that part of you that's aware of everything. And so we build this part in us. We, not build, but we attune to it. We connect to it more and more over the years that you meditate. And your connection or your attunement, it grows. And one way to build the attunement is by doing this concentration practice. There are many other types of meditation, as many of you know, but this is a really good way to start as a beginner. So, briefly, and then I'm going to be quiet and we can sit in silence for the next 20 to 25 minutes. Pick a spot. Pick a perception. Sound of the breath. Sensation of the breath. Visualization of the breath. Notice the breathing. No forcing, no changing. Just awareness. When you notice yourself forcing and changing, just notice that too. And when the mind wanders away from the breathing, notice that new object, whatever the mind has wandered to. Some of you may find it helpful to name it, so you can name it thinking, planning. Don't get too caught up in the naming, though. Just name it, be aware of it, and do it without judgment. And if you're having judgment towards yourself, notice that. This practice is not about harsh words towards oneself. This practice is much easier when you notice your mind has wandered and you practice kindness and you say, oh, there you go again. And I even prefer when you wander to actually congratulate yourself, because when you recognize that the mind has wandered off the breathing, you're actually being mindful. You're being aware in that moment. So rather than, oh, you've wandered, which is how a lot of people teach, I try to look at it as, oh, you're back. Because in that moment, you have come back to your breath. So you will wander. Be kind. Try to be non-judgmental. And just return to your next breath and begin again. The mind will wander many times over the next 20 minutes, and it's not a problem. So now we'll sit. noticing where your awareness is right now. Noticing if you're having any reaction to the construction sounds outside. And before you can judge the reaction, just noticing what was there. Was there a pushing away? Were you completely unaware of it? Was there a, ooh, I like that construction noise. So just noticing, starting to notice how the mind assigns preference to everything. Like it, don't like it, or neutral. I want it, I don't want it, or I'm not even aware of it. And one way we can work with that in meditation is just by noting it. If you have a strong preference come up, notice, just become aware of what your body does when it likes something, or what your body does when it doesn't like something. And just start to get curious about that whole preference thing. One way to work with it, if your mind is particularly aversive or not liking something in meditation, is to stop fighting it. So like with that sound, I find sounds like that very aversive. I notice my body tensing up and wanting to recoil when there's repetitive sounds like that. So one way I will work with it is I will actually then listen to the sound instead of trying to tune it out, because that's a struggle, right? Meditation is not about struggle. It's not about fighting anything. So in a moment, if it's easier to listen to a sound than it is to pay attention to your breathing, just listen to the sound. And what I have found almost without exception is that when I start listening to a sound that's bothering me, either it stops, like that one, or it stops bothering me. I'm sure there are exceptions to this, but you can try it when you're meditating. So before we stop, I'd like to offer a suggestion for a practice, sort of a real-life practice for the week. I'd like to offer the suggestion that you see if you can bring the practice of awareness into your daily life. And one way to do that, to start bringing it in, is to pick an activity that you do repetitively, that you do on autopilot without thinking, without awareness. And not that autopilot's bad. We're not judging it. We're just saying, could I bring awareness even into the mundane task of turning my key in the ignition of my car, or the task of brushing my teeth, or washing the dishes, or the task of walking to work? And it doesn't have to be, I'm labeling it a task, but it can be anything. It helps if it's something repetitive, because then you'll remember, I was going to pay attention. And so just like our object of awareness today was our breathing, see if you can make the object of awareness the activity itself. So if you're, for example, if you're brushing your teeth, notice how it feels. Notice the sound. Be in the moment. When your mind wanders to making your grocery list while you're brushing your teeth, notice the grocery list and then come back to the teeth brushing. So that's my offering for today about a potential practice. I hope that you all enjoy the beautiful weather, and I hope that you take a moment to just close your eyes and feel the sun on your face today. Really soak it in. No matter what's going on in your life, you can find moments of peace, moments of clarity, and even moments of joy, even in the midst of really difficult times. You can pause and find the sun on your face. Feel it. Thanks so much for coming. Hopefully I'll see you next week.